Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Parker from Mount Vernon is. Parker, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Parker has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
How many primary colors are there?
Ooh, 7?
No.
6?
No.
9?
That's nice, but no. Which singer has twins with Nick Cannon?
Mariah Carey?
Correct. What car company makes the Solterra?
Toyota?
No.
Kia?
No.
Pat?
What is the name of the ocean located between the United States and the United Kingdom?
Atlantic.
Correct. President's Day is celebrated on the third Monday in which month?
January.
No.
February.
Correct. The largest mammal in the world is what kind of whale?
Blue.
Yes. 2 of the 7 dwarfs' names begin with the letter S. Sleepy and what?
Snippy?
No.
Sappy?
No.
Sticky?
You say sticky?
Yeah.
No. Parker, you got 4 correct.
Darn.
North End represent, Parker. Yeah.
I like sticky dwarf.
Sticky. I mean, even the actual answer, I'm always surprised that one is named that, to be honest. So
I can't even think of it, to be honest with you.
Really? No. Taryn, can you?
I think I'm thinking of the right one, but we'll find out.
And it's random. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Oh, I know what it is.
How many primary colors are there?
How many? 3.
Correct. Yeah. Which singer has twins with Nick Cannon?
Which what?
Singer has twins with Nick Cannon.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I don't even know who he's ever been with.
What?
Diana Ross.
No.
Sheila E.
No. What car company makes the Solterra?
Subaru.
Correct. What is the name of the ocean located between the United States and the United Kingdom?
The Pacific.
No.
The Atlantic.
There we go. President's Day is celebrated on the third Monday in which month?
This month. January.
No.
Not this month. February.
There we go. The largest mammal in the world is what kind of whale?
Sperm.
No. Okay. Okay. Chill.
Blow?
Oh, really chill? No.
What a great whale.
No. 2 of the 7 dwarfs' names that begin with the letter S are sleepy and what?
Spicy.
No.
Sexy.
Yep.
They are, but no.
Sneezy.
There we go.
Oh.
And with that, Steve, you got 5 correct, which somehow is a win, 5-4.
Let's go.
Sorry, Parker.
Oh, darn. I was hoping to make him 10-10, take his winning record.
Oh, man.
I was hoping to. Next time, though.
Turns out Parker can lose. Maybe a Gen Xer might find that.
Is this an old, a really, really old movie or song that you're talking about?
It's a TV show, Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Oh, I've never even heard of that, I don't think.
Yeah, never mind.
I don't really think many people have.
Strike that one from the memory bank.
Steve, which singer has twins with Nick Cannon?
Why are you looking at me like I should know this?
Because everybody knows this.
Even Parker knew it.
It's Mariah Carey.
Oh, yes.
See?
You're right. I should have known that.
I was legit like, did I say Nick Cannon wrong? Like, is he not hearing twins? I was confused.
I like Steve Harvey, personally.
Steve Harvey and Nick Cannon were a great couple.
Yeah, they were quite adorable.
Yeah, I was shocked when it didn't last.
And then you find, like, you've got that Sleepy and Sneezy were the 2-7. I loved your answers. I loved Parker's answers. And I think Sneezy is such a random dwarf as well, so.
Well, if he sneezes a lot.
Well, I know, but if he's a sexy dwarf, might as well be sexy. Okay. But congrats on beating Parker.
Coming up this Sunday, I am turning 40. Woo! And if you don't have plans on Sunday, January 19th, come pop by Tony V's in Everett. We're going to be there from 7 to 11, throwing down, 40 style.
All of us from the show are going to be there. Other people, other players from the KSW staff will be there as well. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, come on down. We have a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it's very easy to leave us a voice message. One listener needs our advice on getting spicy on a first date. Mm. So we're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a brand new feature on the Odyssey app where it makes it very easy for you to leave us a voice message. We have been getting messages on there. Some are quite interesting. So let's go ahead and slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
We would love if you would leave us a voice message. If you want to say hi, make a comment on something from the show, or just vent about anything going on in your life, it's very easy to do on the Odyssey app. You just have to keep it under a minute.
Are you ready for the first voicemail?
Oh, yeah.
Voice message, sorry. Here we go.
Hey, guys. I'm a woman in my 40s, and...
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
It's so cool that you left a bad voice message.
I immediately was like, that sucks.
Oh, brutal.
Wow.
I know. Sorry, Darren, because I know you're about to be 40.
And so are you.
She wonders why we make fun of her all the time.
See, we're just trying to prep you for it, because you clearly have hate in your heart.
Yes, please keep prepping.
Let's go back to the voice message.
I'm a woman in my 40s, and I've recently entered the dating world again. Really putting myself out there, and I just want to get his opinion on something.
Don't. Just get off the dating. I don't know how people... When I hear my buddies tell me stories, like my younger buddies that are like on like all these different apps, I'm just like, I don't... I'm so glad that that happened. I mean, we had a little online dating stuff, but I'm glad that that happened after.
My heart palpitates just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, that's so stressful.
So when I really like a guy, if we meet on the first date and there's an opportunity for us to be alone... Like, I would like to get intimate. Like, I enjoy that. And my question is, or, like, I want your opinion, is it a bad thing that I like to go either pretty far or all the way on a first or second date? Is that a bad thing? And also, do guys lose respect for women if they allow that to happen?
Well, you know what? Some will. I'm not saying that's right. I think that's silly, but there are some guys that will, but those sound like the guys that you really shouldn't be with.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you should try and be with someone that...
On the level.
Yes, 100%.
Also, let's check the text messages. Oh, every single rockaholic is asking for a number.
So, right.
You know what? I don't think it's bad.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to bypass all the dating apps. Just 206-803-ROCK, apparently.
Leave us a voice message and we'll matchmake for you.
I value myself. I respect myself. But I want to know if I'm doing something wrong. Thanks. Bye.
I mean, if you're asking for our opinion, which is crazy in its first place, it's like you want our, but like, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to like be intimate on the first, if that's what you want, the other person's into it as well. If obviously consent's very important, and it, at least then you know where you guys are at.
Yeah, I mean, I guess historically I was never really a take it slow kind of a person.
Did you even wait till the first date?
What's a date?
You're like, wait, before we have our first date, we need to have sex. Otherwise, I don't know about this.
But I think, you know, the older you get, the more it's like, I don't really want to waste time. Like, let's figure out if you know, if we're compatible in the bedroom.
And then there's part of you, I would imagine, I don't know what it would be like to be a woman. I give you guys all the credit in the world because I can't imagine, like, the mind F that it is when it comes to date. Like, part is like, if that's what you want to, like, if you want to fulfill that need, but also like, okay, now I know at least this guy's not dating me because he's just waiting for that opportunity to be intimate.
Yeah.
You know, we got that quote unquote out of the way. And now we can kind of work on, like, are we compatible as a relationship? As long as everyone's on board for that, I don't see what's wrong with that.
I think so, too. And, like, if someone's going too fast and you're not there yet, you just let them know. But it sounds like she's not going to let them know if they're going too fast.
Well, if this was me, now, this might be weird, so let me know if it is. But if this was me, I would tell him exactly what you just told all of us.
Yeah.
I would be like, yo, I like to bang. But I don't want you to think I'm like a hoe. So
I'm not banging everybody else.
Right.
But like we're dating. Let's go.
Yeah. First.
And then we'll see how this relationship goes from there.
Yeah. First, second day. Or is the dude maybe a little different? He's like, no, we need to have at least 5 dates before, you know? Because sometimes the dudes don't want it right away because they're afraid that's going to cloud their judgment or something.
We have a nice text that says, get your hoe phase on, girl. Just stock up on condoms. As someone who entered the dating world in my 40s, after a 10-plus year crappy marriage, I needed some freaky intimate time. Go get it, girl.
Let's get it. Yeah.
Signed, Danny V. Yeah, that was me. So it said you have to kick the tires before you test drive.
True.
I agree. I really do.
I don't even understand that side. Do we literally kick tires before we test drive? I'm kidding. Yeah. Sorry. You're being dumb.
What happened with Seth Meyers that led him to say this?
And I was like, that's either the best or worst thing that ever happened to me, but...
Ugh. Is he drunk?
How could something be both the best and the worst thing that's ever happened to you? We're going to find out at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On a recent episode of Late Night, Seth Meyers recounted a really uncomfortable elevator ride that he once took with Robert De Niro during their very first ever encounter.
Yeah, I remember the first time he hosted SNL and I had a wonderful time with him. And it was my first year on the show. And I got in an elevator, sort of ran to catch an elevator, not realizing he was the only other person in the elevator. And, you know, that was not as exciting as that seemed because he's so comfortable being quiet.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, we're in the 17th floor and it's just sort of a long, slow elevator. And at one point he goes, did you write that sketch? And I was like, I did. He goes, pretty good. And then just... And I was like, when I got off, I'm like, that's either the best or worst thing that ever happened to me. But
I'll go with best.
Well, 100% the best.
Oh, my God.
Got some props, got to spend a little time, and had an awkward, I'm all for awkward moments.
Are you?
Yeah, I think they're funny to hear stories about like that kind of stuff. But Yeah, elevators are the strangest experience, especially here. I deal with a lot of awkward encounters with random people. Yesterday, I was going up the elevator from the parking garage. You know, like there's like a stop for the lobby, and then there's a stop to go to the floor above the lobby. So yeah. I was going to the floor above the lobby, and I'm in the elevator with a guy, and we get to the lobby level, and the door's open, and he gives me the like the wave through, like, you go first. Like,
oh,
to,
and I'm a gentleman.
Just like, and I'm like, I'm not getting off on this floor. And then he like looks annoyed with me, like, go ahead, you can go. And I finally go, I'm not getting off on this floor. And then he looks at the thing where it has another button hit. He goes, oh, and then just like storms off. Like I did something bad to him. Like I just kicked his cat.
Also, I feel like even when there's only two people in the elevators here, people seem to stand as far apart from each other as humanly possible. Like it feels unnaturally far apart.
Your body's fully pressed to the corner. And how soon can you get your phone out of your pocket so you can like make it very clear that you do not want to have a conversation?
Don't want to talk. Don't want
to talk at all. I bet you're a chatty person on an elevator.
You know, sometimes, hey, how are you? That kind of thing, you know. Having a good day? Yeah. Happy hump day. Woo!
See, I never talk to strangers on an elevator. However, Sarah and I take the elevator a lot, and we're usually mid-conversation.
And then somebody comes in?
And somebody comes in, and we don't usually edit ourselves. So I wonder how many stories there are of, like, guys we were in this elevator with, and they were talking about is sex.
Or these two.
All they were talking about is, like, relationships and what the girl got ratchet over the weekend.
Well, based on Seth Meyers telling us this story about maybe the best or worst thing that's ever happened to him, besides getting married, besides having a kid, what is the best thing that has ever happened to you? 206-803-ROCK. Can you share a more random story than Seth Meyers having that encounter on the elevator with Robert De Niro? 206-803-ROCK. What is the best thing that ever happened to you? We'll take your calls after White Stripes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Besides getting married and besides having a kid.
Because those are typical. We know that. Like, I think we could all agree those moments, for the most part, are the greatest days of your life.
What is the best thing that has ever happened to you? 206-803-ROCK. Nicole from Olympia. Yours involves the D.
D's nuts.
Are you there?
The other D. The D is for divorce, Steve.
Oh, what's up, Nicole? So what happened?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah. Getting divorced, and I got the house in the divorce, and then our economy all shifted, and it's a ramshackle POS that just appraised for $500,000. I mean, like, the siding is rotting and the deck is falling off, and you know, like, it needs so much work on it, but I fought for it because it's my children's home.
Oh,
that's, and but isn't that a crazy statement of here in Washington just how insane house prices are? Because like you see some TV shows, I watch a lot of those shows, like, this is $265,000. It's like a brand new 3,000 square foot place.
I'm like oh my god, you know. And so like, some people are like, are you going to sell it? I'm like, hell no. I can rent this thing.
Nice.
Like,
did you lose anything? Did you lose anything in the divorce that you wish you would have been able to keep?
I mean, like, be quite honest. I really didn't want the divorce. I fought for it for way, way long. But, yeah. You know, so the marriage. I lost the marriage.
I feel
you. You know?
Well, much love to you, Nicole.
Thanks.
Rock on. Now, Rob from Shelton, you got to spend the entire day with which band?
Hey, good. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I had a chance here. About 20 years ago, MTV had a contest called Win Metallica for a Day.
Yes.
And a buddy of mine actually won that down in Aberdeen. And we're all at his house. And I mean, this 53-foot tractor trailer pulls in, open with all the Metallica, you know, wrap around it. Opens up the door, and there's Metallica sitting on a brand new Jeep they've signed, just loaded with, I mean, everything you can think of. Memorabilia, I mean, the whole nine yards. He got that. We got to spend the entire day with Metallica. His mom actually cooked them dinner because they hung with us.
What'd she cook?
We did fried chicken, mashed potatoes, salad, corn on the cob. I mean, it just the whole spread. And the best part about it, they actually rented out a bar down there in Aberdeen because that's where he was from when he won the contest. And they put on, it was supposed to be undisclosed location, a concert for him and up to 100 of his closest friends for 2.5 hours. They jammed. Well, undisclosed, the word got out. By the time they were done, there's about 300 people trying to break in the bar.
Dude, I've heard so many people share stories of that concert and that experience. But I got to ask you, though, because you said you hung out with the band. Of the four, who was your favorite person to hang out and talk with?
Oh, without a doubt, Lars, baby.
Lars
was a madman. I mean, James, you know, yeah, okay, and Cliff and all them. I'm like, or not Cliff, but
Jason.
Yeah, thank you. You know, Jason's kind of, he didn't really want to talk much, but Lars, oh, man, you start talking about drums, and just like, what do you want to know, man? I mean, it went on. But the best part about the whole show, after it was all said and done, my buddy got to keep all of the equipment. The drums, I mean, everything. He got to keep it all, but I mean, it was just, you know, I mean, little poor town of Aberdeen, you're thinking somebody in California or New York's going to win it, but not Aberdeen. And they pulled up, man. It was just nuts when you open up that door and they're just going, what's up, on the back of a Jeep. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
Oh, this is going to be a badass day, brother. And it was to remember.
Right on, Rob. Thanks for that. Hey, we got a great text message real quick. I would love to throw in there at 206-803-ROCK from Jacob. He says, I'm unable to call in because I'm out of job, but I wanted to text this in. The best thing that ever happened to me was getting T-boned. To make a long story short, I purchased a Ford Ranger in early 2019 for $7,000. A year later, somebody T-boned me running a red light, totaled my vehicle. Insurance gave me $21,000 because that was what the vehicle was worth at the time, thanks to the COVID used car market. Well, I used that money on a down payment on a house, got locked in on a 30-year mortgage for 2.65%, and I would still be renting and struggling if I didn't get into that accident.
That is the most insane return on a used car ever.
A home and a ridiculous interest rate.
Oh my gosh. How would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs, Rockaholics? He's got a record of 11 wins, 9 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. And if you're feeling like this might be your day, it would be very helpful if you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet that contained 3 of the correct answers for the next game. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.